I couldn't. Done by Mr. William F. Denny, edited on record. I went to see some dear old pals of mine the other night. Sweeter inches, smoke and jolly jokes, and I fancy I ain't got night. When I got home to half past three or rather nearly four, I found my latchkey and I tried to open the front door. I couldn't, I couldn't, I'll not tell you what I couldn't, that's the fact, and so the truth I'll not deny. There's no use me deceiving you, upon my word I wouldn't. I tried to get the latchkey in, but for my soul I couldn't. I couldn't find the keyhole, though very hard I tried, when all at once the front door was thrown open very wide. There stood my wife, who exclaimed, "You nasty, horrid man, I see what you've been at, you're drunk. Deny it if you can." I couldn't, I couldn't, I'll not tell you what I couldn't, that's a fact, and so the truth I'll not deny. There's no use me deceiving you, upon my word I wouldn't. I tried to say I wasn't drunk, but for my soul I couldn't. Oh, I had an awful shag. I shut the door, looked dignified, and tried to walk upstairs, but my dignity was dropped, and so was I quite unaware. My foot caught in the carpet. Down I went full stretch. My wife says, "This is dreadful, James. Get up, you horrid wretch." I couldn't, I couldn't. I'll not tell you what I couldn't. That's the fact, and so the proof I'll not deny. There's no use me deceiving you, upon my word I wouldn't. I tried my darnest to get up, but oh my gosh, I couldn't. Oh, such a headache. At last she got me up the stairs and into the bedroom. She said, "You've made me feel so faint, I know that I shall swoon." I sat down on a chair and all the pains in my poor head. My wife says, "James, undress yourself at once and go to bed." I couldn't, I couldn't. I'll not tell you what I couldn't. That's a fact, and so the truth I'll not deny. There's no use me deceiving you, upon my word I wouldn't. I tried to take my britches off, but by my soul